The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
And now, Sports Talk 1240.
All right, folks, we're back. We got 45 minutes to go. Before we get back to baseball, though, can we still have that music locked in there? Let's play a little Shining Star music for the newly crowned World Cup champion, USA Women's Soccer Team.
Yes, give them a hand. Give them a hand. What, they went 4-2?
They were knocking the 5-2. Crap out of...
Who's the final on that?
Japan 4-0 when we got to the show. And now we see the final is 5-2. That is a blowout in soccer. And they were killing them. We were driving the car, right, Johnny? It was 2-0 when I turned on the game. It was already over when we turned it on in the car. And they scored two goals in like 10 minutes, like in a minute.
Yeah.
And we just see the final is 5-2. So the women win the World Cup of Soccer. First time since 99. When Chastain ripped off her shirt and showed the world that we could play soccer as well as anybody, right?
Yeah.
So good for them.
Very happy to hear that. That's great. I want to...
Great women's soccer team. And individually, we have a great woman of sports in Serena Williams. Now, she's got to play her sister tomorrow in the quarterfinals of the Wimbledon. But she's already won the Australian and the French Open. And if Serena can take care of her sister tomorrow and the rest of this crew of tennis players and win Wimbledon next weekend, and then the U.S. Open is at the end of August, she could be the first woman tennis star since Steffi Graf to win a Grand Slam,
Steffi,
which is all four titles in 1 year. She's won what's called the Serena Slam, where she won four, but they kind of rolled over into different years. But she's going for the true Grand Slam. And I tell you, I watched her match the other day. She played a girl from Great Britain, and the entire stadium in Wimbledon was against her. For obvious reasons, they were rooting against her.
Girls from Great Britain.
But she was on the verge of losing. She was down like 3-0 in the final set, and then she was down to like close to losing the match. And she just kept coming, and she came all the way back and won in three sets, beat a strong young tennis player.
The girls from Great Britain.
From Great Britain.
Tennis. Come on.
This one was okay.
Really?
This one had a big day.
She had a big day.
She did. Well, but Serena took care of her.
So of course Serena.
And now she's
got
to play her sister.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She is the best.
She's one of the best athletes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She you know, I know we always focus on the men and the men's sports, the big, tough, you know, violent sports like football and hockey and baseball and basketball. We love boxing, me and you. But for women's sports and individual athletes, Serena is clearly one of the best athletes I've ever seen. She's got the work ethic of a Marvin Hagler and a Walter Payton. She really does. She prepares herself, man.
Yeah.
And she is a competitor. And she don't want to lose to
she's
nobody.
She's been doing it for years.
So I'm going to watch her go up against her sister early. She's younger, right? So Venus had won the tournaments early, you know, when they got into the pro circuit. But Serena's won more. She's up to 20. And her and Steffi, the only two with over 20 titles and in terms of majors. So, and I give her sister Venus a ton of credit also. She deals with it. She has like an immune system disorder with her health, and she deals with that and continues to play women's tennis. You know, and she's not young. She's in her mid-30s. So, you know, sisters have to go at it. Their parents have to agonize watching it. Serena probably does win tomorrow and makes it to the round of eight, the quarterfinals, and we'll see if she can finish this up at the end of the week with a Wimbledon title. And make it 3-for-3 on the way to a Grand Slam. We got a caller on the line. So before we get back to baseball with the Mets and Yankees, let's take Matt from Ice Lips on the line. Matt, what's going on tonight?
How's it going, Matt?
Hey, John, Derek, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Not much at all. It's interesting hearing the recap of the draft, especially those Western players.
Yeah, you know.
The ones that Alan picked up as well.
Right. I don't follow the NHL draft the way I do with the NFL for obvious reasons. You know, we don't get to see a lot of major junior hockey. But it's probably more interesting for an Islander fan because a lot more guys are coming out and making their team.
This year.
Yeah.
I like what they did. You hate to see them throw a number four pick away, but you know, what they got in return, I think should pay off for them. You know, we have a lot of depth defensively, and we have a bunch of guys that are ready to step up, I think, this year.
Right.
Whereas I think Reinhardt really showed that he is still quite a few years away from developing. And you got to work with what you have now, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
we got Mayfield and you guys
know the Islanders better than me. I would have thought you said it before I could say it, but they seem like they're deeper on defense in terms of prospects, and obviously they grabbed the two guys last year at the beginning of the season, right? Boychuk and Letty. So,
and then Mayfield and Donovan stepped up in big spots in the playoffs, and I thought played extremely well.
Right. Yeah.
Donovan's a good player. I like Donovan. You know, he does what he has to do, and that's it. You know, he's not a flashy guy.
No.
They should play him more. But Mayfield was wow. I was like, wow with him, you know. Should have brought him up early. He's a big guy. You push him, he pushes you back.
Yeah. You looked at him, and you're like, why didn't you bring him up sooner?
Right. Griffin, I guess they had him dressed. They just didn't play him. Maybe they saw something that he was the fourth overall pick. In the draft, that was the point I was trying to make. They gave up. That's what they gave up. He was supposed to be the blue chip. But
he's still young. He's 21.
His whole young career, though, in Edmonton, in that Western Canada part of the country. Maybe he wasn't happy being it. Who knows?
Yeah, you know what? You're 100% right. That could be the problem. It could be it right there, too. He wanted to go back home.
Yep.
He wasn't happy playing here.
You know, if you go over the last bunch of years with the Islanders, though, you have Okpozo, right? You got Bailey. Tavares is a top guy. DeHaan's got to make it sooner or later. As a solid performer, you would imagine, right? They traded Niederreiter. I mean, this is a better trade than that one. Niederreiter, what'd they get? They got a fourth-line player for him.
Clutterbuck is a...
This trade's got to be better than that, right?
Clutterbuck is a fan...
He's a fan favorite. Yeah,
he's a fan favorite.
Yeah, so was Wayne Chrebet with the Jets. Big deal.
But you can't give up a guy like Niederreiter to get Cal Clutterbuck. I agree with
that. Yeah,
for whatever reason, Niederreiter ran his course out here.
Yeah. And you needed to get more for him.
The coaching staff, for whatever reason, and I guess he felt he wasn't getting the treatment he wanted to be here. So
I think
he didn't let him walk away. He got something back in return for him.
I agree with you. You're 100% right, too, because he was an early pick. Was he a top five pick?
He was a first round pick.
Yep. He's the fifth overall.
And he's
played very well for us.
But you guys have so many guys like Ryan Strome and Brock Nelson. I mean, all these guys. Pullock has got to make it right full time next year. There's a lot of guys there. So, and don't get me wrong, with the Rangers, for myself as a Ranger fan, they do have more homegrown draft picks than I've seen in the past. Although some of them they acquire through trades. Like even though McDonough has never played for another team, he was drafted by Montreal. We somehow got them to take Scotty Gomez, and we got him. You know, we stole Kevin Hayes from Chicago because. I mean, they can't pay anybody because they're too busy winning cups and retaining their Hall of Famers like Keith and Taves and Kane. So they always have to let somebody go. But I am happy with a lot of the young guys the Rangers have as opposed to when I was young and they were always signing the next free agent, the next guy's coming in. So, but the Islanders, they're basically built on prospects. So as an Islander fan, the both of you, the Islanders really haven't made much noise. In this offseason, outside of bringing in a backup goalie, that's it, right? What have they done? They brought in Grice. That's it, right?
Yeah.
But the only thing is, it doesn't matter what they did because they're not playing in Long Island anymore. They made this move to Brooklyn, so it makes it extremely frustrating to see this team develop and grow as it has.
Thanks.
And only to have like the rug pulled out from under us.
Thank you.
And have them be in Brooklyn.
I agree.
So you guys are both aggravated with the fact that they're going to Brooklyn.
1,000%.
Absolutely. I find it remarkable that, you know, for all the time this was going on in the town of Hempstead and Nassau County, you couldn't find Kate Murray anywhere. And now she's running some office. So every time I turn the TV on, all I see her face.
Right, the newspaper.
My television.
Exactly.
Set. You know, she's in the newspaper and like that. Where were you when trying to salvage, you know, the one professional franchise that you have now? And that was that's certainly on the rise now. And then you just undercut. A lot of people lost their jobs as well. You know, so it's not all about the fan base. And now... You
couldn't hit the nail on the head any better.
It is amazing.
It's sad. It really is sad. It really is sad what happened here. Yeah. It really is. It's disgusting. And now
I know Derek liked to poo-poo off four consecutive Stanley Cups there, but you know what?
I don't poo-poo him at all.
That put Long Island on the map, and it's absolutely
That's
true.
Right. That's our
we
only
don't
team.
Get the recognition that we deserve.
They don't.
Really, the Devils don't either. The Devils have been a tremendous franchise.
Yeah.
And you never hear anybody really.
Once a blue moon,
the Devils are the Devils. Listen, Brodeur is Hall of Fame. Listen, the Islanders. Listen, I don't
You're
care.
Right,
what anybody says. I may joke around about it because I can't believe how the hockey community at large, even when they talk about the greatest teams of all time, they'll always talk about Montreal and Edmonton before the Islanders.
Yeah,
and I don't care. Listen, you know me, Matt. I'm a big Ranger fan, and I readily tell people, best coach I ever saw, Al Alba. Al Alba didn't have 7 to 10 Hall of Famers on every team he won a Stanley Cup with.
That's right.
And Scotty Bowman did.
Yep.
And let me just say this much about the Islanders.
Scotty Bowman stepped into teams that were already.
Yeah, that's right.
Al Alba built that team with Bill Torrey from scratch.
That's yeah, right. look at the smart draft. I thought about this draft when I was looking at the Islanders draft history, because I looked at how good they've done somewhat right now. And I look at the emptiness and all the trades Milbury made when he helped destroy the team.
Oh, they killed him.
After Maloney left. And after Torrey got out of there. But in the early years of the Islanders, when they built this dominant four-time consecutive championship team, the 1974 draft, first round pick, fourth overall, Clark Gillies. Second round, 22nd overall, Brian Trottier. Seventh round, 112th overall, your boy, Dave Langevin. And 14th round, 214th overall, Stefan Pearson. That's four guys.
I don't even have 14
four guys
anymore.
Two of them are in the Hall of Fame. Not quite that. I remember there was one year the Pittsburgh Steelers had like four Hall of Famers in one draft.
Right.
You know, from their 70s
Steelers
title teams. But when you look at the Islanders, the year before that one in 73 was when they got Dennis Potvin. Let me just give you a couple other ones. The 77 draft. First round, 15th overall, Mike Bossy. Second round, 33rd overall, John Tinelli. The next year, nobody really noteworthy. 79, they grabbed Dwayne Sutter in the first round, Thomas Johnson in the second round, Billy Carroll in the second round, Roland Melanson in the backup in the third round. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what the Islanders did early. 1980, first year they won the Cup. So this was after they won the Cup. Then they grabbed Brent Sutter in the first round and Kelly Rudy in the second round, Greg Gilbert in the fourth round. So, I mean, this is how – I don't know if teams can really build a Cup-winning team like this nowadays just because of
the
salary.
It's in the modern era. But, I think the closest thing we're going to see to a dynasty is what you have with Chicago.
Chicago and Detroit won three in a season. I looked it up. Ever since the league went to all seven-game series from first round all the way through the Cup, 1987 was the first year that they went to all seven-game series in every round. And since that time, right, so we're talking almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
Nobody has won more than three Stanley Cups in a six-year period since 1987. That was the first year, seven-game series from round one all the way through to the end.
That's a lot of games.
And nobody's won more. So when you say no one will ever do it, I agree with you.
I don't think anybody
will ever do it. See, like, I acknowledge, like, I always tell Sweeney, if you're going to fight with me about the Rangers that, like, have that trash talk with Rangers Islanders, don't talk to me about the Islanders now, because I'm going to say, hey, listen, win a playoff series, and then you can talk to me. But if you say to me, hey, we won four straight Stanley Cups, then I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You're right. You had a better 10-year period. I can't dispute that. In that period of time, your team was dominant. 9 out of 10 years going to semifinals. I always phrase it like this. I never give John anything. He'll use it after I give it to him. Here's a good stat for you when you want to fight with a Ranger fan. This is a great one. When the Islanders won their four Stanley Cups, right, and they went for the drive for five, would they have – how many consecutive playoff series did they win?
19.
Right, so
never be done before.
Some of them were best of three,
it'll
some
never,
best of five.
Yeah, never be
but
done
they
again.
Won 19 consecutive playoff series, right?
Yep.
This is how, and now when I say, remember I used to tell you the tale of like two franchises, like the Islanders are like two franchises in one. So in the one franchise, you got 19 consecutive playoff series won, right? And then in the other franchise, you haven't won a playoff series in over 20 years. You're the only team in the two major sports that let 16 teams into the playoffs. You're the only team that's been around as long as that.
You won a while.
Hold on, give me your name.
Mike Milbury. That's the reason why
destroyed us. That's what I mean by the 19 consecutive.
You're right.
And now you haven't won since 93. Do you want to know something that's funny? 19 consecutive playoff series? Since 1993, starting with the 94 playoffs, do you know how many playoff series the Rangers have won?
How many?
18.
18, well.
So as good as the Rangers have done, and they won a Stanley Cup in 94, and they've been to the semis three out of the last 4 years, in total, the last 21 years, the Rangers have won 18 playoff series. That's how dominant the Islanders were at one point. That's how dominant they are. They're one of the greatest teams I've ever seen. But when Islander fans argue with me, they don't bring up the things that'll shut me up or have me say,
you know, look at the legacy of this team. You look at top players in this league. Why did Steve Yzerman wear the number 19?
Right.
You know? Why did Joe Sakic follow suit with that? You know, and then it follows out for that. Jonathan Toews wears 19 because of Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
Steve Yzerman
wears
19, the great 19, Brian Tinelli, who doesn't really, I think, get the recognition he deserves as a tremendous two-way player
in
this league.
You know? Now, you see, I'm a Ranger fan, so this I can't really answer this question. But what bothered you more? I know the answer, but see if you can relate the two. Did it bother you more that the Jets didn't come back to New York when they had the chance to go to Manhattan, or does it bother you more that the Islanders went to Brooklyn?
This is killing me.
I didn't thought the Jets should have came back to Queens if they had a chance, not Manhattan.
Right.
But honestly, since you know I'm definitely more of a hockey fan than football, it bothers me greatly that the,
I agree.
That the game has been sounding for so many years. It finally started to get good. It started to start breathing life back into the Coliseum and here in Long Island to build that fan base back up again. Plus, I'm selfish because I've been developing this great hockey relationship with my own daughter, and now it's just like it's taken all away. And now I'm going to see how the trek is to make it into these games.
I'll see you Wednesday.
No, I believe, and I agree with the stance that you both take. Me personally, obviously, because I'm a Ranger fan, so I don't really care about the Islanders and where they're going to Brooklyn. It's kind of funny because I look at how great they were, and in the end, those four straight cups got you 30 more years on Long Island. That was about it. Listen to this one, Matt. Hold on. Yeah. I will say, as a Jet fan, I made a pact with myself. I was so disgusted when they had a chance to come to Manhattan and the guy, the politician Silver, stood in the way. And I was so disgusted they didn't come back to New York. I made a pact with myself. I swore I would never go to that new stadium unless somebody took me for free. And I haven't gone yet, and I will never pay to go there. And listen, I love the fact that they went to those back-to-back title games. Big Pennington guy, Sanchez, this guy, Sean Green, all those Jet defenses.
Yeah, but see, that's not, now, that's not true. Because
I hate the Jets.
Two years ago, I had tickets, and I said, let's go. And you said, you absolutely will not go to that game. And I already had them. I won them.
Well, maybe that was because it was with you, John. I don't know. Maybe
I remember now when he brought up the team was lousy at the time, and I didn't feel like going in for that particular. I appreciate him inviting me. But I will go when it means something and when somebody takes me for free. If you would have brought me, you would have been bringing me for free, so I wouldn't have broke my pact.
Right.
I will not pay to go to that stadium.
I've
resent them.
I've gone to games because my brother's gotten tickets, and yeah. It's a great day to spend with my brother. We tailgate, we hang out.
That's fine.
And talk sports all day.
I just resent them for not coming back because it's giant stadium, right?
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, we appreciate you calling it tonight, Matt.
Yes, I look forward to you during the weekend.
You got it. We'll see you on Wednesday at the
Islanders
Prospects game. You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We've got about 26 minutes to go. 26 like Dave Kingman. When we come back, we got Rich from Manhattan, a staple caller, to the program. Back after this.
Sports Radio New York and AM 1240 WGBB are proud to announce the new Sports Talk 1240, along with the launch of a brand new website at sportstalk1240.com. Check out our new site for information about upcoming shows, as well as easy access to past shows, articles, our live studio webcam, and more. Of course, be sure to tune in to Sports Talk 1240 every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 1240 WGBB, or visit sportstalk1240.com for ways to listen to the live broadcast online or from your iPhone. We're excited about these new changes and hope you will be too.
So you're looking for a great club but don't want to go into Manhattan, or you'd like to find a new restaurant to check out, or you're buying a house here on Long Island and you'd like to find out about a certain area. Wouldn't it be nice if you could find out all the information in just one spot? Well, you can. LongIslandExchange.com. It's all you need to find out all about Long Island. LongIslandExchange.com for hotspots, classifieds, news, and more. LongIslandExchange.com is designed with only the Long Islander in mind. Get the best of Long Island. LongIslandExchange.com. Discover Long Island all over again at LongIslandExchange.com.
If you're trying to quit smoking, dipping, or chewing tobacco, you don't have to do it alone. Nicotine Anonymous is a 12-step program of recovery that meets regularly in your area. There are no dues or fees. The only requirement for membership is a desire to be free of nicotine. For information and meetings near you, call 877-TRY-NIC-A. That's 877-TRY-NICA, or visit nicotine-anonymous.org. Let us share our experience, strength, and hope with you.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240. Check us out every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on AM 1240 WGBB. And visit us online at sportstalk1240.com.
Making simple changes in your everyday travel choices makes a big difference to New York's air quality. Trip chain, use mass transit, ride share, bike, or walk. Visit cleanairny.org to learn more. Clean Air New York, breathe it in. A public service message brought to you by the New York State Department of Transportation.
And now, back to Sports Talk 1240.
All right, folks, we're back. Sweeney and the Waz.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the Yankees are in first place, a game up on Baltimore.
You know the Mets home record?
And the Mets are four games out.
The Mets are 29-14 at home, the second best home record in baseball.
But one of their Achilles heels, their road record,
is horrible.
Is 13-27. That's pathetic.
And also,
the worst team worse on the road is the Phillies, and they stink.
And the Mets are one of the worst teams scoring runs in the whole league.
They can't hit. But they hit today.
That's why I said put Mats in there.
8-0.
I know it's
Steven
not going to happen.
Mats, 2-0, lives right in my backyard.
What's he got, five ribbies?
Lives right in my
five ribbies in two games.
My development.
Two pitching outings, 0.88 ERA, five ribbies.
Well, here's a good response. They got swept by the Cubs at home, but they went on the road now here. Trips to L.A. and San Fran. They took two out of three in L.A. That's pretty good. You took two out of three from the first-place team out west, right?
That's right. 6-4.
Our next caller is a big Met fan. Rich from Manhattan, what's going on tonight?
Get on to franchise movements. I just wanted to tell you.
Rich, how you doing, buddy? Richie.
I'm okay. Listen, that 1976 baseball All-Star game
you were
talking about?
Yes.
President Ford threw out the first ball.
Yes.
The game. Now, I didn't see that game because that night I went to the second night of the Democratic National Convention in Madison Square Garden. I saw Hubert Humphrey speak.
A political guru you are, huh?
For a high school kid, it was a huge thing. It kick-started my interest in the conventions and all that stuff. It was a great night.
Okay.
I missed that game. I couldn't even – I guess the National League won because they were winning all the games in the
season. Yeah, they won 13 in a row, didn't they, or something like that?
But I did go to the one the next year at Yankee Stadium in 77.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to see Tom Seaver. It hurt me to see him in the red uniform, though.
Oh, he was there.
It was right after the trade.
It was right there because the trade was, what, June 15th, right, or something like that?
That's right. And the All-Star game, obviously,
was later,
Tuesday in July.
Yeah.
Now,
Yankee Stadium. I went to the last All-Star game at that Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I know you did.
With my father.
Yes, you did.
At, what was it, like 14 or 15 innings? That was great.
It was a long game. Yeah. But I want to get John, about the Mets.
Mm.
We go through this every June. It's over. They're not going anywhere.
It's over already?
It's over.
You're mailing it in.
Over 500.
You're not even going to get excited about Steven Matz, huh?
Oh, no. It's very exciting. Is he Jewish?
I don't know.
He wears 32 for Sandy Koufax, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. But, Rich, what do you
think? Maybe he did a book report on him and liked him. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway.
He lives in my neighborhood. When I see his parents, I'll check it out for you.
Rich. Yep. Steven Matz has four ribbies.
Five
ribbies, excuse me. I just said five ribbies in two games.
It doesn't matter. They have no one in there.
They are the second most wins at home in the league, only to the Cardinals with 31. They got 29.
But they're so bad on the road.
Sure. They're like the Islanders. It's a race to three to win a baseball game.
Ooh.
It's a race to three to win a hockey game. And our summer team and our winter team have problems getting it. They can only win games 2-1, 1-0.
Well, Rich, you're a big Met fan. I don't know the fan, but you're a big Met fan. We're talking baseball. Give me your big disappointments with this team. Outside of Kadai, it's got to be one of the biggest disappointments so far, right?
I was upset when they brought him in.
I thought they'd win 87 games. I think they're going to have
No. Listen, I don't care what you thought, your progress. I don't care about your predictions. You're watching this team on a daily basis.
They don't hit.
Hold on. I understand. They don't hit.
They're the worst team.
That's not the question. Listen, we know that the Mets don't hit and they don't win games on the road. On this particular team, where they are right now, give me your two or three biggest disappointments, personally, the players you think are to blame for the hitting woes.
Well, Kadire's like watching Jason Bay.
Right, okay. That's one. Give me another guy.
Now, Duda hasn't followed up from last year. Maybe last year was a fluke.
With the 30 homers?
You better hope not, because you know what? I say, if you're going to play like Duda and bat 250, if you're supposed to be a home run hitter, give me one every 15 at-bats. And right now, he's basically
don't
one.
Don't forget
one
David Wright. This
hold on.
Not here
right now, he's one every 25 at-bats. That's not good enough.
The catcher has been injured.
Why do you go to another player when we're talking about Duda? I don't get it.
I'm just saying, they don't have David Wright, their best player on offense.
Well, that would be another
He was on the downside anyway. I'm not concerned about that.
Oh, so you think he's finished?
Really, to talk to John about this move to Brooklyn.
Horrible. Okay, hold on.
And
so we're done. So we're done with baseball. You want to switch to hockey?
Jets in Manhattan.
We'll switch to hockey. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the Jets to Manhattan. I went to the
that's football.
And I spoke.
No, he's talking about
that
the
whole stadium.
Let hear him out. Good.
I spoke against that stadium in Manhattan.
Because you live in Manhattan.
Why, Rich? Why would you do that?
Because he's a pain in the neck. That's why.
Why? Because they wanted the Olympics, and everyone knows that when
they weren't getting the Olympics.
Your municipality loses money. All the places that have had the Olympics, except for L.A. in 1984 with Uberoth, have been big money losers, and I didn't want the traffic. There was no need. I wanted them to move back to Queens. They should have built it where the opposite the baseball stadium near the tennis.
I agree with that. I'm not saying I didn't want that.
As far as John, with the Islanders moving to Brooklyn, you're so upset about this. Let me ask you a very simple question.
Yes.
Are they going to be playing in Kansas City? No.
Not yet.
Are they going to be playing in Quebec?
Not yet.
No.
Well, soon.
Not.
Soon
are they
will.
Be playing in Seattle? No, they're not.
No.
Are they the second team in Toronto and Markham? No, they're not. You could still go to the games. You'll still see all the games on TV if you choose not to go. Now, the fans had
hey, Curtis, you can't force these people out of field.
But they had a vote. They had a vote in August. It was rigged so they could get the taxpayer money, but enough people who didn't want to do it came out and overvoted the Islanders.
All the Ranger fans.
Yeah, you know
all the Ranger fans in Nassau County voted
Let me just say, you know something's funny with that?
There's no way they should finance the building for a private sector team. No.
How did they not have another vote with that whole thing? How was there only one vote and you're done?
Why
one and
they
done.
Have the vote? In November, or when really when people are home.
And I can't vote because I live in Suffolk County. It was only Nassau County residents. And there's a lot of Islander fans out in Suffolk.
It's their taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that, but they didn't want to pay the
taxes.
There's a lot of Islander fans out in Suffolk County. That's our team. It's the Long Island team.
That's right. Now they're gone, Cronish.
Like the last caller said.
Now they're gone.
They're still going to be living there. They're just going to take their car and go to Brooklyn to play the games.
Nobody's going to Brooklyn in their car. They're taking this
subway
or the
train.
You can't go in your car. The players,
whatever.
I'm going to the game.
They just bide their time until they sign a free agent contract somewhere else.
They're still part of the community.
Hey, listen, you can't force people out of field, Cronus. If people are upset from Long Island with them leaving, that's their right.
Well,
they can be upset.
All I'm saying is it's better that they go to Brooklyn than they go 2,000 miles away or 500 miles away.
Well, I agree with that because
yes.
I wanted to see them move to Quebec personally.
Why would you want to?
Mike Bossy would be a lot happier, that miserable bastard that he is. That's why.
Look,
you don't even like him anymore.
I share the garden the way the Clippers and the Lakers share the L.A., the Staples.
Well, that reminds me of the Jets and the Giants, and I'm still not happy about that.
The Jets should have moved back to Queens.
That's right. It stinks.
Woody, even Long Island.
I would have taken Long Island.
Woody
would have been great.
Wanted the Manhattan Stadium so he could look out his window at Fifth Avenue or Central Park West.
Woody Johnson.
And he could show his friends off. Go, hey, I made that.
Yeah.
But no, not on my taxpayer money or not.
Yeah, Cronus spoke out against that one, John.
That's right.
So now we got screwed out of the Jets in Manhattan. And your Islanders on Long Island, although Cronus didn't have a say in that.
No.
He was too busy plotting for the Democratic convention because he's in love with Hillary Clinton.
I can't stand her. I'll vote for anyone, even that socialist Sanders against her.
I would.
Just to get her out.
She's winning.
But the thing with the Islanders and the vote, when they voted, why didn't they have it on a real election day in November? Why did they do it in the middle of the summer when people go on vacation?
And why didn't they do a revote? Why didn't
they tell us
they have another vote on it? Why didn't they do a revote on it?
Well, they voted once. They said, no, you're not. We pay enough in the property tax. Doesn't Nassau County have the highest property tax in the nation?
Yeah.
Long Island's like the most expensive place to live, period.
Yeah.
You know, people talk all about Manhattan and the rents, but if you live in Long Island and you figure out the property taxes and everything, it's got to be equal to what people pay in Manhattan to live.
They had like the top
highest in
the world. Cronus, you must have seen this. You're all over Facebook. They had like the top 10 most expensive places to live. I think like somewhere out in the suburbs in San Fran was like 10, but like most of the places I saw were up in Massachusetts, but Long Island was like either one or two. It's the most expensive place to live. It stinks.
Well, because of the property.
They kill us. Yeah, they kill us on taxes. God.
Yes, they do.
And everybody just pays it.
The people
for what? To go to the beach?
It got voted down, and there's no one else to blame. You could blame Kate Murray all you want.
I am blaming her.
Congress to replace someone or something like that. But
it's fully her fault.
But the bottom line is the people had a vote. The Islanders who wanted the building didn't get enough of their people to come out on that August day to vote, and they lost.
Yeah, they lost.
But they had the opportunity to keep them, and they said no. Now, they do have a five-year – the landlord, the owners
look, that's not happening.
Can ask them to get out in 5 years.
Yeah, when they're ready to go to Quebec.
Signed a 25-year lease. The owner could say, you know what? It's not working. People aren't coming. We built you the new place in Long Island.
Right.
Go back to your home. And I would be totally fine with that, even though it's easier for me to get to Brooklyn. I would be totally happy if they went back to Long
Island. There'd be a lot of fans.
And eventually they should.
Be a lot of fans in Nassau and Suffolk County would be happy about it.
You know, but look, you get on the railroad, you go to the game, the hell with the tailgating. What's more important, getting drunk
for
the game
or
seeing the team play?
No, it's going to be – it's going to take you – look, it takes me 30 minutes to get to the game, the stadium now. It's going to take me like an hour and a half to get to the stadium.
So
go one way.
Your commute will be what my commute used to be.
Yeah, something
and
like that.
Your commute
yeah,
is
but you're not
fine.
A big-time Islander fan anymore.
Square. Same amount of time it takes me to go to a Yankee game.
Yeah, but you live
downtown.
Right up there. But Crony, Rich, you're not a big time Islander fan anymore. You like to act like you're a member of the sports media, like it's below you, and you don't, you know, you just call it like 10 games in. Oh, they're not going anywhere, so don't worry about it. That's your take.
I'm realistic.
Just like you are with the Mets. Oh, were you so realistic when you were growing up, cheering for Tom Seaver, crying in the corner of your room when they traded him?
This
crying like a little baby because your boy was going to Cincinnati?
Teenager.
What happened to those days? What happened
it.
To that diehard sports fan, little Richie? Now you're growing up to be a surly old, miserable old man.
I'm going to go fly my flag.
That's great.
Put the towel I gave you out the window.
No, I have the towel. It's prominently in my apartment.
Down the towel.
I love my towel.
Now I'm going to jam down Derek's throat when we end up taking the series from them this year. You'll see.
Now, as far as Griffin Reinhardt goes,
let's lay it. What was the deal with that whole deal?
I am extremely upset that they gave up on him so quickly.
You're not happy about that, huh?
Fourth overall pick.
I don't know if I'm more upset about this than the thing with Nita Ryder.
Okay.
And I was upset about that, too.
All right.
But they've done it before. They gave up J.P. Dumont pretty quick.
Yep.
We all know they gave up my boy Luongo pretty quick.
Oh, my God. You want to remind everybody what they got for him in that trade? Oh, my God.
It's not the – it's
the great Ole Kabasha?
We're not going to talk about that. But I don't – this had to be something in the room.
Right.
Because to give up on him, he's won a Memorial Cup in junior. He's a winner. He has the bloodlines. If he's half as good as his father was, and his father would have been a Hall of Famer if he didn't have the bad back.
Right.
If he's half as good as Paul, he's going to be a very good player.
Okay. So it's a good move for Edmonton in your eyes.
You know, but as far as the Islanders, why they felt the need to move up and go from zero picks in the first round to two, I don't know why. It is a good draft. I think they could have got the player that they moved up to in the second round. Now, granted, in the halfway mark of the season, he was the number 9 prospect.
Yes, I saw that. I looked that up, yeah.
But to get an injury when you're horsing around, that's a character issue with me. I'm a little worried about that.
Oh, you're big on character?
Yeah.
Oh, a guy like you that loved guys like Daryl Strawberry and Mike Tyson, now you're big on character?
I love Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I know you do.
And I love Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, my God. What do you think of Sheldon Richardson?
What about Sheldon? Smoking the ganja.
Hopefully Lenny Williams will be a good replacement.
You got to admit, listen, let's just think for a second what Josh Gordon did to himself out in Cleveland. You know the laws of your sport. I don't care. I understand this drug ain't as bad as that. Oh, what's the big deal? I understand all that. But if you're a professional athlete, you know the laws of your game. Right? And you know if you smoke pot and you get tested, you're going to get suspended. I got to say, to me, that's a selfish act. And Sheldon Richardson, he is a complete jackass
now,
for getting suspended.
Now, what state did he do this in?
I don't know where he was. I don't really care.
Because,
see,
you know,
my attitude, Rich, is he showed a total lack of regard or caring about the rules. And I don't really care what happens to him. So now he's going to have to sit 4 games, and I got to hope he comes back. He'll probably come back and wind up getting hurt because he won't be ready to go, guaranteed. Oh.
No, but that leads to another question. If you're a player and you do that, right, as he did, and he's getting suspended by the NFL, I don't know what state he did it in, but let's say he was in Colorado or the state of Washington where it's legal to do that stuff.
It's not legal in the NFL, though.
It's not legal in the NFL, though.
No, but how could the NFL rule on that?
Because they have their own collective bargaining agreement.
State law that where it protects citizens.
Because they have their own drug policy. Listen, Rich, You could smoke pot in the state of Colorado, but if you're a cop, I guarantee you, you can't smoke pot.
Yeah.
Okay? And then go out there and enforce laws. What do you think? Use your head. I thought you were smart. I thought you went to Stanford.
Yeah, but a cop carries a gun, and they're of a higher authority. A football player, when he's not playing, he's just a regular...
That's not what I'm talking about. Each institution, whether it's the police union or the NFL union, they have their own laws, collective bargaining agreement. It's against their laws. You cannot smoke pot. You cannot do cocaine. You can't put a needle in your arm and jack yourself up with heroin. Hey, Rich, I'm sorry.
You're missing the point.
No, the point is that he didn't care about the rules of his game, and he got himself suspended.
But the point is,
yeah,
if you do something that is legal for everyone as a citizen,
no, that's not. It doesn't matter. It's illegal for you, though. In your sport.
I live in New York. It's illegal in New York.
No, he doesn't. If he's in Colorado, he doesn't get locked up for it. It's legal. But in the NFL, he still gets in trouble. Do you understand that?
It's in the off season, though.
It doesn't matter. So then if he wants to quit the NFL and be a construction worker, or if he wants to deliver pizzas, that's fine. Then he could smoke dope in Colorado and deliver food for a living.
I don't really care. Ricky Williams is doing? Didn't he leave the NFL and go to smoke pot?
Didn't he join some tribe and, you know, meditate and stuff? Whatever.
I just don't think a sports league...
How about this? I'm a Jet fan.
...a societal law in your off-season.
That's great. I'm a Jet fan.
During the season, but in the off-season, I don't see where they could do that.
It doesn't matter. That's this collective bargaining agreement. They sign a contract. It pertains to 12 months a year. No, it's on and off the field. That's it. He knows the laws of his profession. He blew it. He's got a first-time coach coming in Todd Bowles. Guy's a good guy. Got a good defensive mind.
I like him.
He puts this guy behind the eight ball by getting himself suspended. One of the deepest positions on this team where they could dominate from the opening kickoff. And he just, he's selfish. And you better hope he doesn't go down the path of a Josh Gordon. What happened to that dope?
Yep.
I mean, it's not smart. Just be honest about it.
And how about the Giant fan?
What are you, fresh out of Woodstock or something? Give me a break.
Letting off firecrackers and blowing up his hand.
Did we lose him? Did he hang up?
No, Rick, I'm here.
How about JPP?
Who?
Jason.
Oh, the defensive lineman for the Giants. He blew his hand off with fireworks or something like that.
He blew it up.
Well, it's against the law to use fireworks.
He got it. Oh, that one Rich is against.
What, Rich? He had a 14-minute.
Look at that. That is great. That's Rich Cronish right there. That is Rich from Manhattan. Folks out there in phone radio land, that is Rich from Manhattan in a nutshell. He'll defend the pot smoker as long as he's in Colorado. But fireworks, that's against the law. Meanwhile, the whole neighborhood last night was lit up. All of Long Island lit up in honor of the Islanders leaving. Tradition has a new home. It's great.
It's in Brooklyn.
White trash America, my friend.
All right, listen, Rich, I got to ask you this question real quick. Let's get back to the Islanders real fast, okay?
All right. One more.
Were you a little upset that the Islanders haven't made one free agent move, like maybe making a deal for Lucci to put against?
What'd you think about Milan Lucci going to L.A., huh?
Hold on. They need a Clark Gillies like what Bossy had so they could protect Tavares and getting Milan Lucci on his line to help him out.
Clark Gillies was lazy.
No.
Clark Gillies was lazy.
He was lazy.
He was not lazy.
Ask Rich. Wasn't Clark Gillies lazy? They took the C off his chest, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they took the C off his chest. They gave it to Poffin. You know it.
He couldn't handle the captaincy.
I can't handle it. It's too much pressure.
He gave it up. he gave it up himself, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't think they took it away.
The Islanders are not making any moves, any free agent moves.
Go back and read up on that.
Okay.
So what's going on? Why aren't they making any moves? What do you think?
Why
should they? Really?
Well, don't you want them to get better?
Why, if they're so high on their kids?
So you don't think that they should have went out and added anybody outside of Thomas Greiss?
Just go to free agent.
Well, they lost the backup goalie.
Right, he's gone.
So they needed another NHL backup goalie.
But you don't think that they should have added anybody to their current roster?
I do.
Is that what you think?
I do.
No, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But I think because they still – the new owners haven't taken over, so the new money hasn't really kicked in fully.
It's not there yet.
They gave it to Boychuk. They gave it to Letty. Right?
Right.
And they gave it to Halak when they signed Halak. Other than that, all they do is talk about young players. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with Okposo if they trade him. I could go for that.
You could go for trading Okposo?
If they get something decent for him, because I never thought he was as good as he. I don't think he's going to be as good as he was a couple of years ago.
What's fair value for Okposo that you don't mind trading him?
I think if they could get a second line left winger, and maybe a second or third round draft pick.
So you're not upset that they haven't gone out and tried to make some noise in free agency?
It's only a week anyway.
I'm just asking you. I'm not. Listen, we're talking today. The show's today. I got to ask you now. You're on now. You're not upset.
I'm a little upset.
Now, you're not, listen, it 3 months into the hockey season, you're not going to call me before New Year's Day and say it's over like you just did today with the Mets, are you? Even though the Mets are like three games out of first.
Four.
Mets aren't going anywhere.
You're not going to say this about the Islanders at the end of December, are you?
Well, 16 teams make it.
Ah, so more teams make it.
Eight teams in the conference.
That's one of the best answers you ever gave me.
I think the Islanders should went out and got
right now.
But the Mets are in a wild card race, and you think they're done?
At least based in the Patrick Division, the Metro Division, the Islanders are they're not going to be first, and they're not going to be second, and they're going to fight with Pittsburgh third and fourth.
No, they're not.
Right now, it's Washington and the Rangers.
Yeah, and you know who's right behind them? Columbus.
And Columbus might.
So you better make
Columbus
the playoffs.
Do it last year, but they had the injuries early in the year.
You're gonna fight with Pittsburgh for fourth place and the Flyers too.
So if the Islanders are 12th place on Thanksgiving, I'll say it's over.
Well, maybe the Mets are better. They're only 3.5 out of the wild card.
But the,
are you telling
you
me that? Are you telling
Pittsburgh?
Hold on. Are you telling me that Mets? Are you hold on, Rich. I'm asking you a question. Are you going to tell me that Mats Harvey, DeGrom, you don't think these guys can lead the way?
They don't score.
They don't score.
They don't get runs.
So we're just saying their offense is not bad.
All right, here, I have a trade to propose.
They're not as good as the Dodgers or the Giants, the loser of the West, and they're certainly not as good as probably the Pirates or the Cubs.
No. Okay. Well, they're not better than Pittsburgh.
Here's,
they're not
here's
better
my
than
trade.
The
Cubs. Therefore, they're not going to be the second wild card.
Well, Strasburg got hurt again. Maybe Strasburg will be out the rest of the year.
But Washington has found their legs, and they're going to run away with it.
Yeah, Strasburg got hurt yesterday.
Okay. You know the Mets pitching history of Mets pitching staff.
Go ahead.
Here's my trade I'm going to propose.
A trade?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the trade?
Harvey.
Harvey? You want to trade Harvey?
Okay.
John, I'm going to
hold on. I'm going to kill this guy right here.
Hold on. I'm trading Harvey.
First, there's going to be a murder.
If you say Harvey, you're out of your
109. Go ahead. Give us the trade.
We're trading Harvey to?
To who?
Arizona.
What, for Goldschmidt?
Yeah.
No.
Would you do it?
No.
You got a bat.
I would. I would make that trade.
You got a bat.
No, never.
You hold on. You wouldn't trade Matt Harvey.
That's the trade. That's the trade. No. That's the trade.
Really? No. Okay, why?
I would do that.
Why wouldn't you make that trade?
No.
Why wouldn't you make that trade?
Because we have pitching.
No, Harvey's going to be a Met until he's a free agent, and then he leaves to go to the Yankees. That's it.
So why would you trade him?
I would trade him then. You just sold the
Goldschmidt for Harvey. That's a good trade.
Free agent for a while. No.
Why wouldn't you trade him for Goldschmidt, though?
Because I would do that in a minute.
I value pitching more than I do hitting.
But you have pitching.
We need hitting.
Gets an injury once a year.
Harvey already had surgery on his elbow. And he don't look too good recently either, by the way. He don't look like he's back. I saw a pitcher got pounded the other day.
He didn't get pounded.
He got pounded.
He's fine.
By Harvey's standards, he got pounded.
He's a great pitcher.
Goldschmidt's the best player.
I would do Goldschmidt
right now
for Harvey in a minute.
I would make that trade.
There you go. To do it anyway.
I would buy a Goldschmidt jersey tomorrow. And that's coming from a Ranger fan that loves Harvey because he's a Ranger fan on top of being a Met.
If you're going to trade for Goldschmidt, I'd rather trade
DeGrom?
Syndergaard and DeGrom.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Wow.
Syndergaard, I don't think is going to be that good.
Really? I think
I see too much inconsistency between the stars.
I would not do that trade. I would do Harvey for him.
I'll trade Syndergaard and Lagaris for Goldschmidt. Lagaris
like
a gold glover.
That's a good trade.
And I like Lagaris.
But I could do that. I could do that.
That's a good
I would
trade.
Do that.
Well, Lagaris batted ninth the other day.
I know, but he's a gold glove center fielder. At least you're giving them something. You're not giving
them
Harvey.
Didn't Lagaris bat ninth the other day?
He bats second. Terry Collins is flipping it up until he gets fired. Who cares?
And he can bring in Wally
Terry Collins can do whatever he wants.
Are they
going
to bring in Wally back?
Wait, listen, when I think of that movie, Dead Man Walking, I think of Terry Collins.
Collins isn't going anywhere because the Mets are cheap and they don't want to pay him and pay another man.
But he's getting fired eventually. It's just a matter of time.
When his contract's over, they'll elect not to renew.
There you go. Oh, the music's going. You know what that
I
means?
I got my Long Island Ducks hat on.
Brian, can we finish up with Earth, Wind, and Fire? Nope. No Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rich, we'll talk to you next time we got a show, okay?
Goldschmidt for Harvey is the trade, my friend.
God bless America!
And God bless the New York Rangers!
God bless all those vets out there. Thank you for your service, guys.
God bless the vets. Folks, that's it for 2 hours. In the books, as Howie Rose would say, get healthy there. And we will be back in a month. football will be upon us, and hopefully the Mets will still be in the race.
And the Mets should learn a little something about hitting from the Long Island Ducks.
Yeah, that's a great way to end the show.
See you later.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.